Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we were going to be talking with Nancy Mills, and we've not been able to reach her yet, and so we will be, as soon as we're able to get her on the phone, then my engineer will be letting me know that she is there. But in the interim, we're going to open up those telephone lines so that if you'd like to call and chat with me during this hour, you can. The U.S. number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And let's see, let's get started with something in the way of, well, how about a little bit of inspiration? You know, here I am broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'll tell you, it is just incredible. The weather is warm. We've got winds whipping around today, but that sunshine is out there beaming like crazy. And you can walk just about everywhere that you want to walk to. And man, it means that you've got to get yourself in shape, and you need to be aware of how to maintain yourself physically and paying attention to this. Now, fortunately, I'm a walker. But lots of people have challenges when it comes to this. And there was a gal by the name of Liz, and she lives in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And she's a young woman. And she said she just really, really was having a problem with the way she felt about herself and how she looked. And she really wanted to bring herself into better conditioning and better shape. But when she would go into the gym, she found that when she'd go in, she'd see all of these gals that were in these real sleek outfits, and she said she took a look at herself in the mirror, and she'd go, oh, yuck, I do not know that I'm going to be able to look like this. And she said, I just was really having a tough time. She said, I was going to be getting married, and I really wanted to work out. But every time I started to think about going to the gym, I just cringe. But I finally forced myself to go and sign up for a membership. And she said then when I would see them, I'd go in there and I'd see these real toned people. And I just said, oh, I don't know. Do I really have what it takes to make it? Well, she decided she would start working out on the treadmill. That's what she was going to do. She got herself a book. You know, you see people in there working on treadmills in the gyms, and they have their books and they're reading and they're just moving a mile a minute. So she said, okay, I'll copy them. She got a CD player. There was a holder on the treadmill at the gym. Turned on the music, pushes the button, starts to walk. She didn't know how to work it. The treadmill didn't stay at a nice, leisurely pace. No, it started to speed up. The next thing she knew, her CD flipped off of her head, went off into the wild blue yonder, earphones came off, batteries rolled out from the CD, everybody around her stopped what they were doing, and she fell off the treadmill. Well, it was a moment of embarrassment. She said, I thought, I can't do this. I'm out of here. This is just too embarrassing. I'm not going to do this. However, she, after a month, realized that she wasn't doing herself any favors, so she decided she was really going to pay attention to not only what she ate, but also getting in shape. Well, she decided she was going to change the time she went into the gym. She was going to go in the morning. And she said, I just didn't want to embarrass myself again. Well, she said, in the morning it was different. She said the first thing she noticed in the gym is that everybody was three times her age. So in other words, the old fogies were there. And she said, instead of these chiseled bodies all around me. She said there were these mature women that had wrinkled thighs that were pedaling on these bikes trying to get in shape. And she described another gentleman as being sort of scrawny and balding, and he was lifting the barbells. And she said, it seemed like most of these people were standing around more than they were actually moving. And she looked and she talked to one of the people at the front desk at the gym, and she asked them, are most of the people that come into the gym like this? He said, oh, yeah. He said, these are the regulars. He said, this is the more mature group, and they come in every day. Well, she said, oh, I found my group. Now, this is a young woman in her 30s, and she's going, yes, I have found my group. So she decided she was going to do one of the exercise balls. Well, she didn't do that very well. She had never done it before. She lost her balance, hit the ground, and there was an older woman next to her, and her face was very red, and she said, I am so embarrassed. And she said, embarrassed? And the old woman laughed. She said, are you kidding? In front of us? We're old enough to be your grandparents. You're going to be embarrassed? She said, they're impressed that you didn't break anything, honey. Now, all you need to do is get up all by yourself. Now, then, when you can get up all by yourself, then you're showing off. Well, of course, she started laughing. She just was having a real good time. And she said, you know what? I am just going to make this my time of the day. So she started working out, and then she was getting complimented by the older people saying, geez, you're lifting 50 pounds. I'm lucky if I can do three. And they started introducing themselves to her. And one of the gals named her Skinny Minnie. And you know what? She ended up going back to that gym every single morning because she found that she had met a wonderful group of people. And she said she was learning so much about them. They talked about their lives, and they were so supportive of her and were encouraging her. And they just had such a good time that when she had reached a point where she could finally participate in a marathon, they were all cheering for her, and they were encouraging her to really pay attention to what she was eating. But you know what? When she got married, she said not only was she trim and did she feel good, but she really realized that the most important thing that she had been given was that she did not try to impress other people. She had been there because she had wanted to do something good for herself, and she had made a wonderful group of friends. She said, these mature people taught me that I didn't need big muscles or spandex pants to become a gym rat. She said, all I needed was a few good friends. I thought I would share that with you today. For those of you listening, I had been saying that we were going to have Nancy Mills on as a guest. We were going to be talking about boomers. However, something has happened. Nancy, we have not been able to reach her. And so, consequently, we are going to have this as an open hour. So if you would like to call in and chat with me directly, the telephone number to call in to is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And just give me your first name or your initial. If you're a new listener to the Donna Sebo Show, I'm delighted that you've been able to join us. And I look forward to sharing my intuitive talents with you. And all you need to do is let me know your first name or initial. And, of course, I love to know what part of the country that you are calling from. And then I'll give you my insights. And after that, you're welcome to ask me any questions about anything that you like. Well, let's move along because I have a lot of things that I would like to share with you today. One of them is some information regarding wellness. And I started off with a story about someone trying to get physically fit. Of course, I said that I was in Vegas where we're walking. I'm one of the sort of power walkers. I really have always loved walking from as far back as I can remember. And it's just an absolute joy for me. And I think when you can be outside and you can be around an environment that's stimulating and interesting, which it definitely is here in Las Vegas, you don't mind walking. But if you find that you don't want to go to a gym and you don't want to do certain things, you need to take the time to figure out where you want to do that physical activity. Do you want to do it in a mall, which is safe and comfortable and you can do it all year round? Wherever you go, whatever it is you choose to do, if you want to take a ballroom dancing, whatever it is, make sure that you are doing something you're having fun with. You want to be able to enjoy it. I can remember having interviewed Jack LaLanne. And this man, of course, is 95, 96 years young. He's absolutely phenomenal, active. He's still teaching people all about exercise and nutrition. And one day he was asked by someone, boy, you are so fortunate to absolutely have such a passion and joy for exercise. How come you love it so much? And he said, quite honestly, I don't love it that much, but I know what it's going to do for me. And you don't have to be like Liz. You don't have to try to go out and try to be the most physical person in the world. We're not all meant to be Mr. and Ms. Americas in life. But remember, your body is a living, I call it a living machine. And to be able to operate well, not only do you have to feed it with proper nutrition, but you also need to exercise it. You need to be able to keep it moving and active. And when you do that, that is something that's important. Now, while I've been traveling on this business trip, I've been hearing conversations, all kinds of conversations, and one of the conversations I heard was people talking about surgeries. Now, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, how I really feel so strongly about trying to be as well-informed as possible about what we can do for ourselves physically. Well, there was a time when there was an automatic decision. I have a very dear friend whose gallbladder was removed, and this is like 30 years or so ago, and she said it was removed because I was eating foods that were very high in preservatives, and I had to go into an emergency unit, and they performed surgery, and all kinds of things like this were going on. There are hundreds of thousands of women that have had hysterectomies. There are, you know, so many women that have had C-sections when they've had children, babies that are too big for them. There's angioplasties. There's carpal tunnel surgery. Well, I came across some information that I thought I would share with you today because I think it's important. It's important to know that we have moved forward with a lot of our understanding about various procedures. You know, hysterectomies at one time, and not all that long ago, were seen as a cure-all for most chronic gynecological problems, and that is like fibroids, heavy bleeding, prolapsed uterus, and endometriosis. Now, that's not to say that a hysterectomy is not appropriate in some instances, but they have found through their own research and growing evidence that surgically removing the uterus often causes more problems than it cures. And this is a statement by Mary Jane Minkin, who is the clinical professor of obstetrics to gynecology at Yale University. So she said, talk to your doctor. And all of these physicians that I'm going to be giving you some information for, that information about, they all encourage you to educate yourself. And isn't that a big change? There has been for such a long time often a resentment when a patient was well educated, a doctor would be offended. Well, we're finally beginning to see as consumers, as individuals who have gone through so many various experiences, the more educated we are, actually, it can really enable a doctor to make perhaps a different decision. And there are more and more physicians that are willing to talk with their patients, which is really wonderful. So don't hesitate to talk with your own doctor. What about maybe if you are going to have a C-section? Now, there's about 30% of all births today that are done like this. And it has saved the lives of so many women. I know one young mother, my goodness, every one of her babies was almost 13 to 14 pounds, and she was a little thing. So if she tried to get a birth to a baby this big, it probably would have killed her. And in the past, most women died at a very young age while giving birth. Birth is not an easy thing. Well, the procedure is necessary, like this young lady that I know, because it saves the life of the mother and the baby. But they say, according to statistics, about half of today's C-sections are unnecessary. So when you know of someone, or if you yourself are expecting a child, you want to really talk to your doctor. You want to consider using a certified hospital-based nurse midwife. And wow, is that a change? I can remember when nurse midwives were condemned by the medical profession terribly, not in Europe, but in the U.S. It was just awful. So that can really help. Now, remember I mentioned just a moment ago about a friend of mine that had a gallbladder operation because of the food that she had been eating. She had been on a dietary program, and a lot of the food that she had been taking in was prepackaged and had high levels of preservatives. In fact, the doctor at the hospital that operated on her told her that it was because of what her diet had been that the gallbladder had become so severely damaged, was so inflamed, that they had to go and perform emergency surgery. Now, this was about 30 years ago when she had it done, but I'll never forget when she told me about it. So, if you are having problems with gallstones, which can cause severe pain and nausea, often removal of the gallbladder is recommended. But talk to your doctor about taking bile-binding medications, which can shrink up to 50% of gallstones within just months. And there's also the painless ultrasound treatments that actually crumble gallstones into small fragments, which are then excreted through the digestive tract. Remember, though, your diet does make a difference, and frequently that is a primary cause of problems with the gallstones, and that's what you have to pay attention to. Angioplasty. This is something that saved my husband's life 22 years ago. Without it, he wouldn't be with me still. The American College of Cardiology found that every year more than 500,000 people unnecessarily undergo angioplasty to unclog arteries and relieve chest pain. Now remember, this is coming from the American College of Cardiology. So, this is what they found out. In their research, they say a regimen, it can involve drugs, and you do have to pay attention to your lifestyle. If you have a walk, like 20 minutes a day, and basically pay attention to a healthy food program, it's just as effective as an angioplasty. Now think about that for a minute. It means if you pay attention to your lifestyle, if you pay attention to your wellness, you probably can avoid having this kind of a procedure. But I also want to share something else with you. I have a very, very dear friend who just got out of the hospital before I left on the business trip to come to Las Vegas. This is a person that was physically fit, that had really paid attention to good nutrition. If you were to look at this individual, this was an individual that was 50 years old. No way would you have perceived any problems. This individual had heartburn. They thought it was heartburn. Such severe pain that they crumbled up. And they said, this is just awful. The wife finally convinced this man to go in to see a doctor. They did an EKG. They found that he had had 2 heart attacks. And what they found out, they performed surgery on him about a week ago, and what they found out is that he had inherited a genetic heart condition. He actually had a disease of the heart. At least that's what the doctor determined. So sometimes things can happen. You can be in perfectly wonderful physical condition, and still things can happen. Now, the reality of this was, he has had a recuperative process that's so phenomenal, the doctors are amazed. Why? Because he has been willing to take care of himself prior to this happening. And he had no clue. You know, he'd gone in for physicals and everything had come out just fine. He had no clue that this was a problem that was going to explode in his life. But because he had taken such good care of himself, his recuperation has been so rapid, the doctors have been amazed. And because of the skill of the surgeons, they have been able to save a person's life. So all of these things go into play. All of these things are important. And it's very important to remember your body is just like an automobile. I use this example so frequently. When your automobile needs to have the oil changed, you change the oil. Sometimes parts wear out. Those parts can be replaced. That's what you need to remember with your physical self. Look at it as this living machine. If you're noticing problems, try not to ignore them. Your body's giving you signals. Pay attention to them because you may be able to have something fixed. But I know we all get stubborn, and so many of us will say, gee, we're getting older, and because we're older, gee, we're supposed to have pains and suffering and all this kind of stuff. And that is not necessarily the case. But it is a level of personal responsibility. Now, the next one that I want to share with you is about carpal tunnel surgery. Now, this is a big one. A lot of people have gone through this, and why does it happen? It's because we're doing repetitive hand movements. And you can also get carpal tunnel syndrome, an inflammation of the nerve that passes through the wrist. Now, how do you know you've got it? It's pain, it's numbness, burning and tingling of the hands and the wrists, and it's very, very debilitating. But you know what? There's a Dr. James Urbaniak. He said that he is a professor of orthopedic surgery at Duke University Medical Center. He said, you know, so frequently surgery is recommended, and it's really only needed in a small percentage of cases. He said, not only that, but we've been finding that carpal tunnel surgery, which is abbreviated to CTS, is too often frequently misdiagnosed, and it's not a good thing. Now, he said, you should think about doing special stretching exercises. And in one study that was done, 70% of the patients who followed a CTS exercise regimen avoided surgery. 70%. That's a pretty big number. Also, if you wear wrist splints at night, this one step can significantly relieve symptoms for 50% of CTS patients. And this was according to a study, a recent one in the Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. And this is a tip. If you use a mouse, I mean, almost everybody has a computer anymore, and we use those little mousies, and they're just going all over the place, you can reduce your wrist pain in as little as 2 weeks just by moving your mouse closer so that your upper arms are comfortably near your rib cage as you work. And again, this is research. Now, that's something many times we'll get frustrated. We'll say, gee, if only somebody had told me that, I could have saved thousands of dollars, or I wouldn't have had to go through this pain and this suffering. Remember, knowledge is something that is gained when we're able to observe, when we're able to test, when we're able to ask questions and maybe even talk with other people that have gone through certain situations. And that makes a difference. I know I started developing a problem with my elbow as well as my wrist a number of years ago. And when I'd work on the computer, it was driving me nuts. Well, we found a keyboard that had a slide pad on it. And most of your laptops will have that slide pad. Didn't have any more problems with my wrist or with my elbow. And it was just because of the way I was using it, and I do a lot of typing. So those are just some health tips that I wanted to share with you. And this is Donna Sebo, my guest today, Nancy Mills. We've not been able to reach her for whatever reason. I don't know what has happened there. So we're moving along. We have an open mic day today. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call to. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. if you would like to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. 1-800-522-2222. Also, I want to let you know about the guest that we're going to be having next week. And this is going to be a traveling microphone. I am going to be in Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska next week. So we'll be broadcasting live from the far north where it's getting colder and colder. Okay, here's who we've got in our lineup for next week. We're going to be talking with Dee Morgan, and it's about the lone wolf in the company of fools and mystics. Wonderful, wonderful discussion there. Joe Huber is going to be our technology specialist. We're going to be talking with him on Tuesday. Ask Mr. Technology. That's who we're going to be talking with. And then Ralph Roberts, protect yourself from mortgage fraud. We're having a lot of this coming out in the news, and this is something that I think you will find very informative and value. And then Dr. McEnwall is going to be my guest next Thursday. We're going to be talking about his wonderfully fascinating book, Postmortem, Solving History's Great Medical Mysteries. He's sort of a medical investigative sleuth, so we're going to have fun with that. And then Carille Quinley, she is one of the BBS hosts, and she's going to be on the air with me next Friday. She has put out crop circle cards, and we're going to be talking about that area of knowledge and also her Heart Link Institute. So we have a fascinating lineup of people, and I invite you to join me. And, of course, remember that we have not had our guests today, but we are still going to be taking those phone calls, and you can call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of insight. And that is something I like to do. Now, yesterday I was chatting with you about, you know, your patents, or if you have an invention. This was something that I find when I was sharing the same concepts with someone later on. They said, Donna, maybe share with your listeners, too, that they need to be thoughtful about who they share their concepts and ideas with. You shouldn't be paranoid about it, but if you have something that's really worked out well and you've done your homework and you know that you have a patent pending, or that you're going to be able to create a patent, and yes, patents are expensive, but you just need to know that that's the case. You need to be wise. There was a gentleman who, he said, when he was in his late teens, came up with a particular bow for the use in archery. And he said it had a unique design to it, and he was so excited about it, and he shared it with someone, and by golly, the next thing he knew, the bow was out. The person that he had shared the information with was very much involved in archery and decided they would do it themselves. And the young man, of course, didn't have the income. I heard the same thing about a particular dental procedure from another person, and they said they had shared it with a college professor, and that college professor told them that their idea regarding this particular dental surgery procedure was a bunch of hooey, and they said, guess what? Within 3 years, this professor, along with other colleagues, and they had seen all the drawings and everything else, went and made the process available. So this is something you need to be aware of. If you do have an invention, be aware that there's always going to be someone out there that may want to take advantage of you and perhaps run with your idea. So be alert, be attentive. You don't need to be paranoid, because some things you cannot patent. But if you do have a good idea, do your homework first. Find out if anybody has a claim to the idea. Research your invention's viability, protect your invention with a patent, and watch out for those that want to take thousands of dollars for you to enable you to bring it to market, because that just may not happen. By the way, I'm going to be sharing with you this hour about a story about a woman and her daughter and some things that they have been able to accomplish, but if you should want to give me a call and chat, I'd be delighted to do that. 877-876-5227, Canada, 888-810-8322, and that's all that I will need from you. I wanted to also share a real cute story, and it's something that was brought to my attention, and it was about biofuel. And this woman, her name is Carolyn, her husband Raymond said, you know, I just heard something. Do you know what it was? And she said, no. She said, well, researchers in Brazil have discovered a new use for coffee. They figured out a way to use the beans to make biofuel. He thought about that for a second. He said, I guess that means someday we'll pull up to the gas pump and have to choose between regular and decaf. Just a cute observation there. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment, and we'll be back. Phone lines are open, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-810-8322. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to...
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, I was going to share with you the fact, one, phone lines are open, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-810-8322. By the way, this microphone will be traveling to Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska next week, and then after that I'll be in Southern California and also in New York City. So if you or a friend should want to meet with me in person while I'm in any of those areas, call my office at 800-872-8852, and you'll have a listing of information on my website. My newsletter will be posted and for the month of October, so you can just go right in there and check out the contact telephone numbers while I am in any of those locales where you can reach me directly. And I was going to share with you a story about, a woman, Wendy Hampton, and also her daughter. And then I wanted to talk about another gal, Maria. I think I'll start off with Maria. And there was a 64-year-old grandmother, a married couple with two small children, and a single mom that had a bored daughter. Now, each of these individuals were very inventive individuals, and one of them is Maria, and she saw a way to solve a problem. Her daughter, Vula, was planning to fly with her three-month-old baby to see her relatives in Boston. Now, Maria wanted to make it easier for her daughter to carry the sleeping infant while wheeling a suitcase. If you have ever been in an airport, which I have a number of times, and I know a number of you people have traveled that are listening to the show, I have nothing but admiration for young mothers, for young parents, dealing with toddlers. Good gracious, it is unbelievable what they have to carry on that plane. Well, this very resourceful grandmother, 10 days after she thought about her daughter and her grandchild, she made an all-in-one diaper bag with a bassinet changing table that was perfect for her daughter to carry. Vula and the airplane passengers that saw what she did, what she had, were flabbergasted and really admired the creation. So, after sharing it with a number of people, they decided they were going to put it out on the market. Now, this is what they did. Maria and her husband took out a loan to pay a lawyer to file an application for a provisional patent. Now, this was a big sacrifice. This was a lot of money because, being mature people, they were living on a limited income. Then what they did, they started sending out letters to companies that made diaper bags to see if they might be interested. Nobody responded. Well, they heard about a company called Inventees, and it's based in Charlotte, and it helps inventors from startups to global Fortune 500 companies to develop products and ideas. Well, when they submitted their idea, the president of the company wanted to meet with them. So what happened is when they met him, said the reason he was interested is because as a father of three children, he knew how difficult it was to drag all of this paraphernalia around to take care of babies. So he reviewed the application and discovered a problem. The patent application that Maria and her husband had made gives an inventor a year to fine-tune a product and file for what's called a utility patent, which grants the exclusive right to make and sell the invention in the United States for 20 years. Well, Maria's deadline ran out on the very day that Todd was talking to her. If her application expired, she could lose her chance to get the bag manufactured and into the marketplace. So, knowing the predicament, seeing what they had done, he offered to help. And Maria said, okay. And she turned over all of her plans to him. She said, I trust you. Now, the firm helped to assemble materials for a patent application. An attorney was able to get everything processed before the midnight deadline. Now, she did not know that Inventees is part owner of what's called the Bouncing Brain. And this is a television company that's preparing to launch a show called Everyday Edisons. And I'm sure some of you have seen it. And they were scouting the country for smart ideas they could turn into actual products on the market and would document every stage of the process for this television broadcast. Well, Maria was one of these lucky people because she got in. So there was a lead designer that got involved. It created a laptop-friendly compartment and a space for a bassinet to slide in easily. And they gave it a name. It's called Corby. It's an all-in-one travel bag. And Korb is German for basket. And it's been put on Amazon.com and in a number of department stores, and they even created a Corby website. So she gets 10% of whatever is received, retail or wholesale, for every single item sold, and then the Bouncing Brain gets the rest, plus full ownership of the product as part of its standard arrangement with the inventors. And as long as the Corbys sell, she will get paid right along for 20 years. And then at the end of the 20 years, the patent is no longer, unless they make certain changes, then the patent is no longer going to be valid and anybody and everybody could copy them. So it's just amazing. Here's something that worked out for them. People are so resourceful. And who knows, maybe one of you would be able to come up with an idea. It is so amazing what we can do. So you just never know. Here's a grandma. Never in her wildest dreams did she think she was going to be able to do something like this. Keep in mind, you may figure out a better can opener. You might figure out something that is needed that you find is a pain in the neck right now that can be eliminated. This is one of the reasons why I'm in Las Vegas. There are some people that I'm meeting with that are so involved in so many areas of product development, of doing so many different things, and I am just stunned. You have companies all over the world that are constantly trying to refine and upgrade products and upgrade services, do things in a better and better way. And that's what it takes. That's really what it takes. So lots of times, just like this one company was putting together a television show and was looking for individuals that would be willing to be a part of it. And it is something that worked out for Maria. Now the other side of it is, the company, because they took care of the whole process, they own it, and she gets a royalty. Some people wouldn't like that, but in her case, she said that's perfectly all right. She was happy with getting her 10%. There's all kinds of aspects, all kinds of different ways of looking at opportunity. And whatever it is in your life that you are wanting to grow into or become more knowledgeable about, be aware you're going to be able to do something about it. But again, you need to be knowledgeable. You may or may not be as lucky as Maria was, but the key is you won't know unless you try. And that's what she did. First she made it, then she saw the response of people, and then she kept moving on with it. She didn't give up. And things fell into place for her. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there that say, Donna, that was just plain old ordinary luck. Perhaps. But remember, if she hadn't made it in the first place, if she hadn't come up with a design, it never would have ended up being a Corby. Would it? This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number in the U.S. Canadians, 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. What does your favorite animal tell about you? Have you ever wondered about that? Well, I have so many animals that I really like that this was something when I came across it, I thought, oh, this is so much fun. So I wanted to share a couple of things with you. You know, and there are so many different animals, I can only mention a few of them. But when you have certain animals that mean a lot to you, and I know it wasn't too long ago I talked about animal totems under each area of the year, every month, there were 12 different animal totems, Native American symbols. Well, in research that they have done, and yes, there are always these researchers out there doing all of these different tests and different things, they found that animals have certain characteristics, and often those animals that are the favorite of individuals can tell a lot about them. For example, if people have a real passion for horses, they're usually quite an individual. They usually are what we'd call one of a kind. Fiercely independent, maybe a little dreamy and imaginative. There is so much that goes on in what we are attracted to. It tells a lot about us. The individual, Alexa Foster, she did some homework on this, and she said horse lovers tend to be sensitive, intuitive, and really are connected to nature. And when you think of a horse, what does it mean to you? It can represent freedom. Why does it represent freedom? Because one of the most beautiful images we'll ever see are horses running across, like the wild Mustangs running across open ground. There's the mane flowing in the wind and just the power and strength of their run. It's just absolutely awesome. Freedom. That's what they represent. Again, to me, the wild Mustang always comes in. Usually you're an independent thinker who makes things happen. Now, what if bears? You just absolutely love bears. Well, you're the type of person, you're not really going to be afraid of too much. You're willing to stand your own ground, and your physical and emotional strength make you great in a crisis. And just like a mama bear who protects her cubs, if anything threatens your family or your friends, boy, that other individual better watch out, because you're going to be right there defending them. Well, let's go to our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Tina from Riverside, California.
Hi, Tina. We are going to be going to break on in just a little bit, Tina. Would you be willing to wait a moment?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. We're going to be talking with Tina in Riverside. And if you'd like to call in and chat, 877-876-5227 or Canadians 888-810-8322. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Tina, I'll be with you shortly.
To enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be going right to the telephone line with Tina, who's in Riverside, California. Tina, are you still with me?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. First thing that I'm looking at, Tina, with you is a real shift, and I feel like I'm doing a balancing act right now when I'm focusing on you. And as I'm watching you going through this balancing act, I'm really surprised because you're such a planner. You are very skilled in doing what you need to do for yourself. You are a person that is not going to jump off the edge of the cliff just to see what might happen. You are very thoughtful, but yet you are in this balancing act, and you're doing a good job. You really are. You are doing a good job, and it's going to be going on for about 3 to 6 months longer, so I don't want you to become discouraged with that. It is teaching you how to be more agile in your thinking and in your actions. You are going to be able to work out the financial concerns that you have, but it'll be like in baby steps. So don't be frustrated with that, and I'd love to see you get into the study of money. I believe whether or not you became a financial advisor, which I think, by the way, you'd be extremely skilled with the knowledge because you like to empower people. You really like people to experience the good things in life, and that's because you've had a fair share of ups and downs in your own. So you're very, very thoughtful when it comes to working with other people and usually place their needs right there up in front so that they can be taken care of. You'd make a wonderful counselor, wonderful counselor. But anyway, I want you to be patient, dear, because you need to know a little bit more about money and how to leverage it so it'll work well for you so you can have your own financial independence. But educate yourself as much as you can. It will serve you well. What question would you like to ask me, Tina?
Well, I was wondering if you saw me switching jobs. I'm in a job presently that I do enjoy, and I am waiting to hear on another job that I'll be securing, but I'm not sure if that's going to be happening in the month of October or later on in November.
What kind of a job is it, dear?
That I would be going on to?
Mm-hmm.
Working for a publication.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. In working for the publication, are you one of the writers? Are you one of the organizers, editors? What are you doing?
Gathering research and producing written material.
Okay. Now, this is a very good arena for you. I do think that you're going to use these skills in a different way and manner in the next 5 to 7 years. So anything that will afford you the opportunity to grow and expand in your skills will be a good advantage for you. I would have to say with this new positioning, you need to think carefully because, and it's not that it would be a bad opportunity, but you need to be very alert to the fact that it may not afford you as much flexibility for growth as you would like. And it may take longer than a month to see anything like this come together with this other company.
Okay.
And I will just make you aware that this other company is going through some financial shifts, too.
Okay.
And that will have something to do with it. So if I could encourage you to consider something, it would be this. Don't hold your breath on this one company. I think you've got a wonderful rapport and relationship with the people that are in it, so maintain that, continue to cultivate it. And this may be in relationship to the balancing act that I'm seeing you doing. But I would say look for those environments that represent the finest and best of what you would like to be a part of. Put yourself in that arena and also expand your education regarding money. And I think you're going to be smiling all the way to the bank within 3 to 5 years.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Tina, how did you learn about the show?
A friend of mine told my sister, and my sister told me.
Oh, I love that type of communication. It's the communication you tell a woman, you tell the world. Well, I'm going to be down in Southern California in just a little bit of time. So perhaps you could share that with your friends as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dear. You take care, and you can find out the information on my website.
When will you be in California, in Southern California?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of the dates. I don't have my calendar right in front of me.
I can go to your website. I'll
yes.
Go.
It's the week prior. I'm trying to think of the weekend, but it's about the 14th, I think, prior to the... No, it's later than that. It is the 17th, 18th, and 19th that I'm going to be available in Southern California. 17th and 18th and 19th of this month.
Hmm. Oh, wonderful. We'll try and plan a trip there.
Oh, fabulous. Well, you know, I'll be on the road traveling just about this entire month, but just give me a call at my office and I'll be happy to call you back with the information.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You have a fabulous day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and I know that we have run out of time here. We're just about finished with the show, and this broadcast will be my last one in Las Vegas, Alaska for this week. Las Vegas, Alaska. Boy, did I make a combination there. That's what happens when you're traveling to so many cities. I'm in Las Vegas, and Monday I'll be in Alaska. Boy, oh boy. I want to remind you that next week my guest on Monday is going to be Lone Wolf in the Company of Fools and Mystics. Dee Morgan is going to be my guest. We have such a wonderful lineup of people. Be sure and tell your friends, because it is something that when we're able to share knowledge with each other, it can make such a difference. And that is one of the joys that I have. And my guest, Nancy Mills, for some reason wasn't able to make the show today, and perhaps we'll be able to have her on sometime in the future. But we've got a great lineup, and of course we're going to have, being that it's the month of October, we're going to have stories about spooks and all kinds of things. So we've got a lot of fun things to share. Also, don't forget, my newsletter is online. And if you would like to get a free copy of the newsletter, just send me an email. Now, I'm not in my office, and I've not been able to access my email also. So if any of you have a special story or something that you have sent me and you've not gotten a response, just know I will be doing that as quickly as it is possible for me to do so once I'm back in my office, which will be tomorrow. So I will be back in touch. Remember always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't ever, ever not believe in yourself. Remember, you are here for a very, very special purpose. And whatever that purpose is, you're the only one that's going to be able to live it. And you're going to have this wonderful journey called life experience that's going to enable you to see where it's just not one thing you can do, but there's all kinds of wonderful things that you can do. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll be back with you bright and sassy in the far north, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. And don't forget, shows are archived. Talk with you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.